from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome to Philadelphia. And the fracking issue here, Tim, across the state, I'm sure you've seen some of the figures. They are unimaginable how gigantic this is.
Yes, it is gigantic, and it's good to be with you again, Dom. Thanks very much for having me. Fracking, or the process by which they pulled natural gas and oil out of the ground in many cases in some parts of the country, including Pennsylvania, fracking I don't think can be overstated about how important this is to Pennsylvania and some other states as well, but particularly in Pennsylvania, and that's where we're going to focus on this as a huge issue. Kamala Harris has an absolutely god-awful record on fracking, and it's kind of a strange word. I don't know if everybody understands it, but it's the process by which you pull natural gas and oil out of the ground in some cases, and Pennsylvania is absolutely a leader in this. And Kamala Harris has been adamantly, vehemently, demonstratively opposed to fracking. She supports national ban on fracking. And get this, here's one that they don't tell you about very much. On her last day, when she was the Attorney General of California, she sued the Obama administration to try to get them to stop fracking off the coast of California. That's how deeply she hates the entire industry and therefore, by extension, everyone who works in it. She sued Barack Obama to stop fracking. So when she runs around Pennsylvania these days and tries to convince people, oh, no, I'm not an enemy of your livelihood, it's a lie. Don't believe her. She has a decades-long record of opposing the very thing that puts food on the table of a lot of Pennsylvanians. Don't let her escape from what her true record really is. Her whole campaign is one big piece of fiction. That's how she's running.
Absolutely. Now, when we get into this, over the weekend, several people saying this, it's an obvious thing, but boy, this is the first time in American history that you have the person standing there who skipped the 4 years, the Biden years, in Trump, other than if Grover Cleveland were standing there, to say, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? I think it has added power. I don't think it's hackneyed or anything else. How in the world would she be able to answer that? So, Tim, do you think that's a possibility that President Trump would use that and argue his? That's a good way to argue, I'm not just some guy saying it. Look at this record versus now. Which one's better?
Yeah, exactly right. I think that this entire the framework of this entire election sets up very favorably for Donald Trump, because the fact is, every single person who votes in this election in November has lived through both administrations. They've lived through the Trump administration and they've lived through the Biden-Harris administration. It's a very easy comparison to make. And even Harris knows it. You know, she's made these speeches where she talks about how much more a loaf of bread costs, how much eggs, how much milk costs, how much gas costs. Your heating bills, your air conditioning bills, no matter where you are in the country, it doesn't matter. Your expenses are through the roof. She has no choice to acknowledge that. But somehow she has to pull off this trick where she acts like she's an outsider and has not been vice president for 3.5+ years while all of this has been going on. So it absolutely sets up, like, she has to run from her record on fracking in Pennsylvania. She also has to try to somehow convince everyone that for the last 3.5 years, she has also not been the vice president of the United States and nodding along in agreement and making speeches bragging about the effectiveness of Bidenomics. Of course, now She wants nothing to do with any of that. And it's a really hard thing to have to not only run against your own record, but also try to escape what you've been doing for 3.5 years, which puts you in the position to try to run this way anyway. She cannot be allowed to position herself as an outsider when she's been working in the White House for the last 3.5 years, helping to craft these god-awful policies that are putting everybody in the poorhouse.
Now, the debate, of course, is big, but before the debate, Tim, it's pretty clear the election, the convention bounce was not there, particularly Pennsylvania was the biggest non-bounce for Harris. This plays into, and we'll see over the next week or so, the narrative that the more you see her, the more the bloom is off the rose, very similar to when she ran for president.
Yeah, this is like an exact duplicate of what happened in 2019. And when she ran for president on her own for the 2020 Democratic primaries, remember that she was forced to quit the race for lack of support, inability to fundraise, the whole bit. She was down to zeros all the way across the board. She quit before it was even 2020. She withdrew from the race in December of 2019. And we see this happening again. Her best days of this campaign are already behind her. In fact, if you look at it polling-wise, I believe that she peaked actually before the Democratic National Convention. In the end, I believe that the sugar high of the cheerleading from the national media will actually work against her, because people were sold this idea of a candidate, and then once they actually see her act, they think, this is what they tried to sell me as a legitimate shot at running for president? No. So I think you've already seen it. It's tailing off. We've already hit the peak. And I do want to mention something about Tim Walz and how he runs around, embellishing his record both on military service, but also as a high school football coach. You know, he introduces himself as a high school football coach, and he talks about how he turned around a losing team and took him to the state title. Now, in Pennsylvania is one of those states where high school football is king in a lot of cities, right? Like Texas and Florida, Oklahoma also, Ohio. Pennsylvania is right there. High school football, very, very important. I grew up in Delaware County. I know how important high school football is. You tell somebody, hey, I coached my high school team to the state title, they're going to think you were the head coach. Now, when he tells somebody that, and then later on, they find out he was an unpaid volunteer assistant coach, well, then they're going to know that he tried to...
Oh, wait a minute, Tim. I didn't know that. I thought the big lie he was getting away with was the head coach. Then I thought maybe he was the defensive coordinator, but he was an unpaid volunteer coach.
Yeah, unpaid volunteer. And I don't know what they say. He might have run the defense. I don't know.
Well, wait a minute, Tim. My researchers are going there. And, Dan, you're looking at it. They scored 40 points a game against him. Now we're just making that up against Walz. We got to research that. Yeah.
Look, when you tell people who are like high school football fanatics, hey, yeah, I was the head coach, or I coached my team to the state title, you leave out details that you're letting them fill in their minds. You are leaving them with the impression on purpose that you're the head coach of that team. And he wasn't. He never was. So it's another thing where he's trying to embellish his record by kind of slipping it past people and hope they never catch him. But when they do catch him, they think, man, that guy can't be trusted. Why would he lie about that?
That's exactly right. Tim, where do people go for all things Trump? Where would you put people to volunteer, donate, anything else?
Yeah, I mean, I got to tell you, I think the most important things for everybody to check out is our social media, and that will guide you. So I would start at Trump War Room, and also, you know, he's using it again. I would encourage people to check out Donald Trump's Twitter feed, which is at Real Donald Trump, but also over on Truth Social. I think it's great, and I think that'll give you all the information. I really appreciate it. There's just more than 60 days left to go in this campaign, and I don't have to restate for you or your audience, Dom, exactly what's at stake here. But really, truly, the future of this country is going to be on the line in November. And we've got to get Donald Trump back in there, because we have seen what the alternative is. And the alternative wants 4 more years. The alternative is not a fresh face. It is not turning the page. It's the same old junk. We've already seen it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tim. Anytime. Thanks for joining us today.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.